I'm talking with Heidi Cusarellis, owner and president of the Cusarellis Insurance Agency here in Ann Arbor. Thanks for joining us this morning, Heidi.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sheila.
Heidi, your own insurance agency. How did that happen?
Well, I've been in insurance for about 20 years, but about 14 years ago, I decided to open up my own agency. I had been working for a larger company. I had seen how successful some salespeople could be. I was at that time an underwriter, and I thought, you know, I think I would like the clientele. Just the average person would be my clientele, and I thought that would be enjoyable.
What types of insurance do you sell?
I sell auto, home, commercial insurance, and then I do sell financial products as well.
Heidi, is there anything specific that you like most about owning your own agency?
What's fun about owning an insurance agency, or any really probably would be similar to any business owner, is there's a lot of parts of it that are fun. You get to work with customers. You get to handle the finances and deciding how you're going to spend your money, how you're going to market. With being in an insurance agency, we go outside, out to the homes, and we view the houses, so you get to know the area and the neighborhoods. When I opened up my agency 14 years ago, I was new to Ann Arbor. I really learned the area so well and so quickly.
It got you immediately immersed in Ann Arbor.
That's right.
So you're the president and the owner. What's your role?
The beginning, I sold and was on the phone all the time. As the agency's grown over the years, I've pulled out of doing, you know, more of the active selling and do more of the marketing, networking, administrative work.
So who else do you have on your staff?
Three associate agents and a couple customer service reps and an agency contact representative who works at the agency. So,
Heidi, what type of insurance would the aging population be looking at purchasing?
It depends what you own, and you're going to insure your assets, which you have that's valuable. A lot of people are elderly, maybe moving from a home to a condominium and downsizing, and there's specific needs, insurance needs that you have to look at. Seniors might be looking at ways to transfer wealth and might be looking at types of life insurance that can help in that arena, as well as life insurance contracts that have long-term care riders, which are attractive.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY, and our guest is Heidi Cusarellis, owner and president of the Cusarellis Insurance Agency.
Heidi, you were just talking about life insurance. What are the best options right now?
Well, it really depends what their needs are and what they're trying to accomplish. If you are trying to transfer wealth to your children, let's say, maybe there's some money that you have sitting in an IRA or a CD, and you're just never going to use it. It's going to be something you want to pass down. Life insurance is a wonderful vehicle where you could roll money into a life insurance vehicle and immediately have a higher death benefit, and that's a tax-free benefit that goes to your beneficiary.
They just get it straight away.
That's right.
When you pass away.
And it's very, you know, it's not in probate. It's all, you have a beneficiary listed, so it's a very simple and easy way to get it to your children.
What's the cost of something like that?
Well, it really depends on age and health. It can vary.
Long-term care insurance, you mentioned that. How does that work?
Well, there are life insurance contracts that you can add a rider on that offers long-term care. The benefit associated with the long-term care rider is that upon meeting certain requirements, the insured is paid a monthly benefit to assist them with expenses associated with their nursing home care or home health care.
Are there certain qualifications that you have to meet in order to get that?
Yes. To be able to invoke this rider, the insured must be cognitively impaired or unable to do two of the following daily living activities like bathing and dressing, eating, using the toilet facilities, transferring, you know, like moving from your bed to your chair.
What's the average length of time someone would buy a long-term care policy to last them?
There are policies that you can buy specifically for long-term care. They tend to be very expensive. They're great policies. I mean, they're great if you ever need them. This is another option that would be available if someone had a life insurance need. It gives them a specific percentage of their death benefit that they're making their life insurance a living benefit instead of being used at death. They would be actually using their death benefit as a living benefit.
So they're able to access the money that they set aside for their life insurance now when they really need it.
Right. In essence, the insurance company knows they're going to pay the death benefit out. So if you need it and you've added this rider on, you can actually use your death benefit as a living benefit. So, for example, with this rider added on, if you had a $100,000 death benefit, you're able to get 2% of that a month to go towards long-term care expenses.
What about seniors that are downsizing? moving to a smaller house or condo apartment, what kind of coverage should they be looking for? What should they be concerned about?
You know, I think the biggest thing to talk about is a person moving from a house to a condo. When you own a homeowner's policy, you choose the dwelling limit that's going to cover the value of the house. When you move to a condominium, the important thing is deciding how much property limit you want. A lot of people don't realize how much property they actually have. A lot of people will say, oh, $20,000 is enough to cover me. $20,000 doesn't go very far. If you have a fire and you lose everything, you have to replace linen and beds and TVs and couches and
all your clothes,
everything. And, you know, people think, oh, my things aren't worth much. But most policies are replacement cost policies. So even if you've had a 15-year-old couch, you get to go buy a new couch. You get to buy new towels. You get to buy new silverware. And it's expensive. And so you don't want to underestimate your values of what your property is. And the second thing that's really important to think about when you move from a home to a condo, many people say, well, I'm only responsible for the property. I'm not responsible for the dwelling, which is kind of right. The condo association is going to be responsible for the building. But it's important to look at your master plan and find out what their responsibility is for the interior. Most often, the condo association will put the condo back to a basic unit. But if you upgrade your counters, your cabinets, upgrade carpeting, finish the basement, add a deck, add a whirlpool to outside, those things may very well not be covered. So it's important to add additions and alterations to your policy and add those upgrades to that area of your policy.
Our guest is Heidi Cusarellis, owner and president of the Cusarellis Agency here in Ann Arbor, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Heidi, we were talking about seniors downsizing and condos. What if you move into an apartment? What kind of coverage would you recommend?
Very similar to the condo. You want to make sure your property limit's appropriate. You also want to look at the alterations, additions and alterations that you make to an apartment. If an apartment is going to be your home, you know, a lot of times with young families, they might move into an apartment. It's a short-term event. But for a lot of elderly, that may be the place that they stay for a long time. And they might make upgrades. They might put in built-in cabinets. They might put in a ceiling fan. All of those are upgrades that probably would not be covered by the apartment insurance. Those upgrades you want to add into additions and alterations.
And one other housing option is very popular with seniors, independent living in a senior community. What about insurance in that situation?
Again, it depends how much valuables you're going to have at the location when you move in there. Are you going to be taking, you know, valuable property? If it's going to be a pretty basic unit, if the furniture is going to be provided, you may want to have a little bit of liability insurance in place, a small policy, so if anybody got injured and you'd be responsible, you would have some coverage for liability. And if you have property that's valuable, you want to make sure you cover that through a tenant policy. Liability is an area that most seniors, actually everybody, needs to be concerned about. But with the seniors, if you're done working, all your assets that you have obtained over the years and that you're living on, that's what you have. You don't want to have to go back to work if you have a lawsuit, and you want the insurance company to cover that liability claim for you. And so you want to make sure that you carry higher liability limits and maybe carry a personal umbrella, which could offer you up to $1 million or $5 million dollars of extra liability insurance. You want the insurance company to pay.
And that's no matter where you live. You should just kind of have that as good basic insurance.
That's right. Although younger people, if they did not have enough insurance, and they might garnish your wages for into the future to help pay that. But as a senior, it's not like you have any more time to work. You don't want to have to go back and start working. So covering your assets, carrying your liability limits to what your assets are equal to, is a smart decision to make.
What types of things do you need to have coverage for, like theft, fire?
Well, right. I mean, the things that you think about are fire and theft and windstorm or tornado comes through and takes everything away. But your standard homeowners or condo policies are a policy that will offer coverage for many different perils. Typically, a house would be covered on a all-risk policy where everything's covered except what's specifically excluded, where the property may be covered on a named peril basis. So what's listed in the policy that's covered would be covered.
Heidi, what kind of mistakes do you see people making in insurance?
I would say the biggest mistake, or where people can be hurt the most is by not having enough liability insurance. Making sure you focus on carrying enough liability so that if you do get in a car accident or someone gets injured on your property, you know, you never know how severely is somebody injured. What's an injury worth? You want to make sure that you have enough liability insurance so that the insurance company pays for it and you're not going to have to pay part of it out of your pocket, and it's peace of mind for
you. And I'm guessing enough is not $100,000.
$100,000 is pretty much a starting point. And especially if you're a senior, you have earned your money, you've worked through your career, and now you want to be spending what you've earned. So don't lose what you have saved by not carrying enough liability.
Heidi, how can people get in touch with you and your agency?
We're located on 2405 South Main Street in Ann Arbor. Our phone number is 213-6736. Again, the number is 213-6736.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Heidi. I really learned a lot.
Well, thanks for having me.